Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are America's Cheney.
Soprano and tennis. One, two, three, ladies. Every now and then, I remember when I went out on my own, searching here and there for someone to care, feeling so all alone, but his love did not come to an end. In my weakness, your grace was greater than my sin. The moment came and went, I was feeling discontent. Where was I supposed to go? Then you came along, making right what once was wrong. Your love never failed, and now
talking. Feel free to talk about us amongst your friends.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
If you provide the fire, provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, then I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God.
if you pour out your spirit.
New Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Oh, you. time to give God praise. Any brothers, 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 make some noise. Brothers, 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 this is what you're gonna do. 1, 2, 3.
The Ultimate Gospel Experience, W300CU Jacksonville, and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach, the new Praise 107.9.
Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God. Hi, I'm your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney of Soul Harvest. Amen.
And your other host, Americus Cheney.
Go ahead. You want to let the panel introduce themselves? Go ahead, Pastor Bartley.
I'm trying to set me up. I'm used to people saying things to get us to. No problem, Pastor Bartley, Impacting Lives, Christian Ministry in Jacksonville,
Amen.
Florida, Santa Jacksonville.
Amen.
Tanya Turner, Pure in Heart Ministries, Jacksonville, Florida.
Pastor Deborah Freeman, Pure in Heart.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a blessing to be before you again. Praise the Lord. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, yes. And we're going to be talking about His presence. Amen. And we got an awesome panel here that's going to be a blessing. It may be some questions that you, you know, wonder about and concern about. They're going to ask, answer those questions. Praise God. And it's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. Now, in Exodus 33, and 14 say, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Amen. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice to know? So mm-hmm. we don't have to fear where we're going or where Jesus is going with you, because he is going to be with you. Amen. Yes. And isn't that what he told Moses when Moses had that challenging test? Praise God, where he had to take the people into the promised land. And what did God say to him? He said, but God assured him that I will be with you.
Yes.
He told Moses, I will be with you. Mm-hmm. So if he with Moses, guess what? You got to know that he's going to be with us. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to first start out with Pastor Bartley. Amen. We thank God for him. Praise God, Pastor Impact Ministry. I'm going to ask him a question. Amen. I know it's going to be a blessing to you. Pastor Bartley, would you say that the purpose of the church are tied to the presence of God?
Absolutely. I think that whatever we do should be done under the anointing or the absolute presence of God. The only
Amen.
Thing the anointing is actually the tangible touch of God on the actual body of Christ. One of the challenges I think that in that is that sometimes with the real, there's also the false. You got pseudo anointings and people imposes, they
that's
impose
good.
A false presence. And then so what we do is we start acting or doing things that's outside of the character, the nature of God, and blaming it on him. Like there's the quickening all the time we can do of ourselves. And people just also all just automatically attribute it to the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But what if it's not the absolute presence of God? What if it's something that we've been doing over the years? We've adopted it and we're still doing it now. And people that receive it as it's the power of God, but miss the opportunity to experience the authenticity of who he is. And so I think it's important that we understand how to discern what is and what is not of God. The pseudo anointing, the false anointing, things
yes,
that are not
yeah.
that are not real. I always make a comment after you've gotten to a place that you understand and you get hungry for the things of God and it literally opens your spirit up to truth. How long will you remain ignorant for the preservation of a lie? In other words, once you found out what's true, why don't you start taking the necessary actions and doing things to get yourself in proper position that you can receive the authenticity of God's presence.
Amen.
So, man, awesome. That is so awesome. Amen. And when, as you were saying that, amen, it kind of took me way back, okay, when I was in the Church of God years and years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was a woman of God, awesome woman of God. But when she started shouting, she got so happy, she actually ran into the wall and she bust her head. And it made me think about when you said the false anointing. Right. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Right.
I don't think it calls you to do that.
Yes.
I mean, she was really happy, but that happened. Amen. Amen. So maybe she was, like you were saying, kind of shouting on something that might have was false. Yeah. Amen.
Emotions.
Amen. Go ahead, Apostle. You want to say something to that? Praise to God.
I concur. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
The connection that we have should be the presence of the Lord. He went with them, a fire by night and a cloud by day.
Yes.
That was the Shekinah glory, the presence of God. When we experience the true presence of God, we begin to look at ourselves more in a way that we're not to the point that I'm not worthy, but it begin to look at us and say, Lord, let me be worthy.
Amen.
Because the true presence of God brings us in all he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God, not just in the pavilion of God, absorbing his protection in his habitation, but yet his authenticity, as he put it, you know, because when the presence of God come in, it'll overshadow you and you'll lose sight in self, but give him glory.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead. I'm Apostle Turner.
I just wanted to say I was thinking about the word tangible.
Yes.
Amen. And it's so true. The tangible. What happens is when the presence of God comes, the greatest manifestation is seen afterward.
Mm-hmm.
What's left after.
Mm-hmm.
And not what's happening at the time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Amen. It's how it leaves you.
My God.
And if it doesn't leave you changed, then you can know.
Come on now.
Come on.
And it was not him.
Hallelujah.
Come on. That's good.
And
that's
most key. Does it propel you forward?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
What is the manifestation? What is the tangible evidence that he has visited you or his presence has been there? If there is none, then you can rest assured that flesh was somewhere involved.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. That was awesome.
That's good.
That was awesome.
Well said. Amen. Thank you. Amen, Pastor Deborah. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
I just wanted to piggyback on everything that's being said.
Amen.
And the one thing I thought about was when Pastor Bartley was talking about the pseudo.
Yes.
The pseudo presence of God. And I found out to be so that when the real presence of God hit you, it's not hitting your flesh. It's hitting your spirit.
Come on.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's causing your spirit to awaken.
Yes.
The things of God. And then with your spirit awakening, it causes you to begin to look at yourself.
Yes.
You see yourself in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
And you see what he can do for you in the presence of the Lord. So I think it's just being able to know the real from the fake.
Yes.
And you'll know that by your spirit man awakening.
Come on.
Amen.
That is so awesome. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Bartley. Can you explain to us what is the Shekinah glory? You know, some people know, some people don't know, you know, because they hear preachers say Shekinah glory, you know.
Well, when you deal with the Shekinah glory, actually, you know, it always go back to what Apostle Cheney was talking about with the cloud.
Yes.
It is the absolute presence of God and able to see it in the natural sense. But it wasn't so much as the natural is. It actually depicting this is the presence of the Lord. Symbolically, metaphorically, we see things in the Word of God that gives credence to the fact of his absolute presence, whether it's the cloud, whether it's the fire, whether it's oil, whether it's water. Those are more so sense to the Holy Spirit of God. But when you deal with the Shekinah presence of God, you're talking about the glory. We see it all through the text from that time and when they were led all the way into the temple where they could not stand in the presence of God. It is absolute presence. It's got to be something. If most people, they look at things tangibly around them. We use that word often, as you were talking about the Shekinah, and they don't understand what is the presence of God. I say three things, if you don't mind me sharing.
Go ahead.
It was three C's that came up to mind. what you were talking, it's God is constant, for one thing. He's constant. He's he, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, temperance. He's always what he says he is. So he's constant. There's nothing that has intervals in him, period. Yes. He's God. Then you have the chronos of God, whether he begins to move in particular seasons or times that he show forth himself. We see it throughout the text, the leading of the cloud of day by the cloud by night, day, and the fire by night. We see him doing certain things that's unorthodox. And then you have the character of God that we're able to see. So those three things, the constancy of God, the character of God, and the chronos, or the timing that he does things, we're able to depict that from the text. And we see that Shekinah presence in all three of those aspects. Mm. So it's important, I think, in this hour, not only what God did, but because he's constant, what he's doing. It may not be the exact same thing, but God is doing something to reveal either one of those three things we just talked about.
Amen. That's so awesome.
Man, that is so powerful. Amen. Praise God. I don't know. Go ahead, Apostle.
And even the Hebrew word Shekinah means dwelling or settling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
It's just dwelling. Like, the Bartley spoke of.
Yes.
The presence dwelling.
Yes.
Settling there. Settling in the camp.
Yes.
Amen. And just being with the people, moving them, moving forward.
So my God.
Propelling.
Yes.
Moving forward. Mm. We can pretty much rest assured that God's presence is not there.
Amen. My God.
And now in this scene, that's so powerful, Apostle Turner, because we was talking about the pavilion in Psalms chapter 90.
Mm-hmm.
The pavilion, now he's in the presence of this Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The presence of God is in through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, but there's a need that I go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I cannot go, then he cannot come. So he reveals himself, the presence of God reveals himself into the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times we forget the person. I'm not a Trinitarian, but we forget that person. He's a person.
Yeah.
And that's his presence. Mm-hmm. If the Holy set apart Spirit and dwells in me, then I have the presence of God. But the overshadowing of the glory of God coming in an atmospheric way is something different.
Yes. Mm.
Yes.
That's charging the atmosphere.
Yes.
But what's within you comes out of you.
Yes.
So we should be in the presence of God automatically through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. I don't know, Pastor Deborah, did you want to say something, darling? Praise the Lord. Amen.
The only thing I thought about was that in the presence, it causes you to want to seek the secret place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And with God's presence, it takes you into that, and you just want to really live there.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Come on. That's it.
And so I look forward to the secret place.
Yes.
Amen. That is awesome. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we know that God is imminent because he is transcendent. The Lord is God is in the heavens above and on the earth beneath.
Yes.
Amen. So the question I'm going to ask Pastor Bartley, is there a difference in saying God is everywhere and saying God is here?
I think that if you say God is everywhere and God is here, in saying he's everywhere, you're actually acknowledging his omnipresence.
Yes.
And when you say God is here, you're saying what he's doing in this vicinity.
Yes.
I think that's the difference, only difference in between the two. I don't think that God does anything differently here than he does anywhere else, but he reveals himself to us in our particular region or in our particular place. And it depends upon the culture oftentimes that God reveals himself. For example, if you call somebody a dog in the Middle East, you might get thrust through because that's an offense.
That's an insult. That's right.
But if you call somebody, what's up, dog? You know, here.
It's cool.
It's more so you, my friend. So it's just in that same context that, you know, the same word is used differently. I think the presence of God everywhere is everywhere. But I believe when it manifests himself amongst us, he's doing it for a particular purpose.
Yes.
Or for a particular reason. If we don't need healing, you know, the presence for healing is there, but, you know, he manifests himself where he's needed. Yes. If we need joy, he's there. If we need peace, he's there. So he could be everywhere, but when we say he's here, it's actually meeting the need of what we're looking for him to do.
My God.
So he's never constant.
And it is powerful because the scripture says that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
The types and shadows and allegories Now we are the habitation. We are the pavilion of God. During that particular time, God lived out of man.
Right. Yeah.
And he anointed man. Now he lives in us. So it's not in as much as that we come to God, it's just that God lives in us.
Right,
now.
Right.
And so through the Spirit of God. And the only, you know, it's cliche, but it's true. The only time that they will see Jesus is through you.
Yeah.
You know, that's he'll require the blood at your hand. So it let us know the Lord will not reveal himself to the world. Mm-hmm. But through, he'll reveal himself in you
come
to
on,
the world.
Come on,
and so we are that because the Bible said that if you give your peace, but then refrain from your peace that they don't want to receive you.
Yeah.
He even told the disciples, shake the dust off your feet.
Right.
And so freely you was free, receive freely you give.
Yeah.
Peter and James said, silver and gold that we have not, but such that we have, we give. They had the presence of God. They had the power.
Right.
They had the glory of God.
Yes.
They had the authority in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So they had what was in them. So it wasn't that Jesus was walking around and they couldn't see him. Jesus was there, but only through Peter, James, and John.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Right. That's good. That's good. That's good.
I want to say this too.
Praise
as well, because
God.
Of the fact that you were mentioning that as it pertains to us inwardly.
Yes.
But when you saw the presence of God, say in Egypt, and God was with Moses,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and was against Pharaoh, that same presence manifested in dual ways. It was against Pharaoh, but it was with Moses.
Come on.
Yes,
the judgment came against them, but protection came from the people. The same presence, but it manifests itself in different ways depending upon the need of the people.
My God.
Or what would manifest in that time. So that's, I wanted to give clarity to what we were saying earlier because of the fact that many people may think, you know, that you're saying that God is confused. He's not confused. He knows what he's doing. He can be in one place and manifest himself in many different ways and meet the needs. He could be in, he's in this room now. He can meet your need, your need. And we're able to experience him in a way. So when you ask, was he everywhere or was he here? When I think he's here, I mean he's in my immediate vicinity and he's manifesting the need that I have. But your need may be different than mine, but he's able to, that same God in the same presence is able to meet that same need.
Amen.
And yours and yours and yours. So it doesn't matter.
Hallelujah.
You know, he's universal in that sense.
He can touch you. There may be somebody say, well, I'm not in a church, so how can God touch me? The Bible say, who shall ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Yes.
See, and so he has clauses in his word. His word is ever settled.
Yes.
It's already been finished. So he made preparations in his word for you. Yes, you and you.
That is awesome. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I don't know if Apostle or Pastor Derrick, amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. That was so awesome. Well said, Pastor Bartlett, Apostle Cheney. Amen. Amen. Now, we know that Adam and Eve, you know, they was exiled out of the garden because of their sin, because of their disobedience. Amen. Now, the presence of God that they once knew freely is no longer received it, right? Mm-hmm. Amen. So we're saying sin hinders everything, especially man's experience of God's presence when he's sinned. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Apostle Cheney, can you just explain to us how God covenant promises to bring his presence back to his people?
Well, like I was sharing earlier,
I think you said it.
And I want to be adamant, but is that it's through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the authoritative authority, the presence of God himself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the earth.
That's right.
And I think a lot of time we exclude that that property of the kingdom or the third person is presence. If you got the Holy Ghost, you have the presence of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, like I said, it begins to manifest itself in many levels.
Mm-hmm.
I will put it that way. God himself, you know, professes himself and shows himself in many levels. It could be many atmospheric, you know, like prophetic. The presence of God could come in the prophetic.
Right.
Like I say, Prophetess Deborah is a powerful prophetically.
Mm-hmm.
When she's ministering prophetically, there's the presence of God.
Amen.
See, and so it'll reveal itself and manifest itself in many levels, but it is the same
spirit,
which is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's so true. I just want to piggyback on that.
Yes, go ahead.
Amen. Because it really has been made very clear
yes.
that when the presence of the Holy Spirit comes,
Amen. It makes all things possible.
Yes.
That goes from a miracle to a manifestation.
Come on now.
It makes, causes all things to be possible. and wherein, in the natural sense, it would be called or considered impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's because just simply because of God's presence.
Yes.
Amen.
And I believe that the Lord is truly bringing back a time when we can walk in the level of miracles that, that men and women of God walked in. Amen. I think it largely has to just do with us just operating.
Yes.
Operating freely.
Yes.
Without any hindrances or blockages that will come through our flesh.
Yes. Amen. Come on.
I know that God wants to do it.
My God.
Yes. He does. And we just have to move out of the way completely. Just allow.
Come on now.
That is good.
Manifest himself. That's good.
Whatever way he desires.
Yes.
Amen. That is awesome. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Bartley, do you believe the longer we spend in God's presence, the more the light shines and highlights our sins?
Absolutely. Yes. I think that when you're finding yourself in the presence of the true and living God, standing next to him.
Come on.
I mean, you're exposed in different ways of light. You got what the Mona Lisa. You got somebody in the house. You have the picture of Mona Lisa, say, on your wall. Mm-hmm. And I look at it and you'd be like, man, that is... God, it looks just like the Mona Lisa. But if you take it down and put it in the, take it to Rome, put it next to the actual Mona Lisa itself, it looked like Porky Pig. You understand? Just not even, you know, close. You'd be, it's not until you get in the vicinity of what's real, you're able to differentiate between the two. But the further away that you are from God,
come on,
the more you look like, you know, God. But the closer you get to God, the more you find out that you're not. And I think that has to do with maturity. Going on 31 years this year.
Awesome.
And I've learned one thing. People say, well, the closer you get to God, the more perfect you become. I'm like, well, no, the closer you get to God, the more imperfect you see that you are.
That's maturity.
The more you see yourself, the more you grow. Now, I don't say you don't grow. I'm not saying that you don't shed. I'm not saying that you don't overcome or you have more power. I'm not saying you're not more than a conqueror. Greater is he that's in you than he in the world. You're not tread over serpents, scorpions. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying the more mature you become. Paul said it like this: I am what I am by the grace of God. And then he said it was his grace that he bestowed upon me, not yet I was doing it, but the grace that was at work in me. He declared I'm the least of the apostles, but because of his power, you were talking about that, because of his grace. And the grace has nothing to do with so much as the unmerited favor. The grace is the enabling power of God. It's him at work in us. We can't speak in tongues, really, except for it be by the Spirit of God.
Come on.
Yes, we can't prophesy except for it be by the Spirit of God. But you have people that will prophesy, and thus saith the Lord, and it's by the flesh. It has nothing to do with the Spirit.
Come on.
So if we do it by his Spirit, then people are able to receive deliverance, healing, direction. We'll get people in proper alignment with God. The Bible says many that are led of the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But you've got to be led by him. Sons meaning he's birthed us. You know, and I believe that God is doing that even now. But it's important, I believe, in this hour that we understand that God wants to help us mature. And in our maturing, we tell the truth to others that they won't come into condemnation, but they'll be convicted to grow as well.
That is good.
So that's important.
Oh, man, that is so awesome. Amen.
And I'll say this as you transition. And as a pastor, I see that's very important, because I have a collected group of people that sit before me. Some are more mature than others, and some are deeper in the word than others. So I've got the responsibility of being able to minister to an eclectic group of people, but get the same point across. I got to be simple and profound at the same
come
time.
Come on, that is good.
So it's important that for those that are babes, I give them the milk, but those that are of maturity, I give them the meat. But it's all in the same context of the same word.
That's good.
You know, so that's what I got a challenge with doing. Any believer or any leader has that challenge of ministering to a diverse crowd and where they are, because some people are just more spiritual than others, but you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, because you have to grow them to that knowledge.
Come on, that is so good.
So I just don't say anything that you're this, you're that, you're messed up, and look at you, you never. No. Just minister to them. Let the grace of God work
in
their life, and you'll see God be at work.
Amen.
The presence of God brings us to obedience.
That's good.
As we mature, the Bible says, be not conformed what you were saying, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is a progress with the man of God. That's a progress. But it calls us to be obedient. Anytime you come in the presence of God, the true authenticity authenticity of the presence of God calls you to deny yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus himself said, anyone wants to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross. Then what?
Follow me.
Because you can't follow me without denying yourself. And you can't take up your cross.
Come on.
Amen. Right. And so that cup that you must drink. So when you come in the presence of God, it doesn't make you feel belittled.
Mm-mm.
And make you say, Lord, I want you.
Yes.
But I know what it takes. Mm-hmm. To walk in where you want me to walk, to be that vessel
for
you to use.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. You say some apostle.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And I was also going to say what you were just saying, pick it back on what you're saying. That's all depending, you know, on being very obedient.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Obedience is so important. Amen. In order for us to walk in his presence. Praise God. And God may tell us to do something that we totally may not want to do.
That's
but
right.
Guess what? We have to humble down and say, God, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. That is awesome. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Turner, what do you do when you, what do you tell a person when they don't sense God's presence in their life?
Amen. I strongly believe and would minister to them that it's largely by faith.
Come on.
It's, the enemy wants to make you feel as if
the
presence That's good.
Make you feel like God is not real.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the scripture just simply says that he has given to each of us the
measure of faith.
Not yes. A.
Come on.
Not A. But the measure
of faith.
Everyone has the same measure to
Yes, that is good.
And it's up to us to begin to build upon it.
Yes.
When you least expect that he's there the greatest.
Yes.
You just have to believe it.
Amen. Yes.
Once you start walking and framing your life to just believe God, rather you can see
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Rather it seems as if he's there. Seems as if he's not there. Once you start framing your walk to just know that he is.
Yes.
Amen. You'll begin to, it'll become tangible for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Real for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. That is so awesome. Amen. I don't know, Pastor Bradley, Apostle Young, let's piggyback on that.
What it was?
Amen. Can you, what do you do when a person do not, they do not feel the presence of God in their life.
Well, what happened is a lot of times when because we're emotional beings.
They don't sense God's presence.
Yeah, a lot of times because we're emotional beings, we go by feelings instead of going by the word. Faith is not in the feeling, it's in the word. So when, just like the woman of God was saying, when we have faith, it brings confidence.
Amen.
The word brings confidence. Your relationship brings confidence.
Yes.
Not your fear, because you could be up to date down tomorrow. You could cuss at your wife, be upset with her or your husband one moment and be mighty in love the next.
Right.
Amen. But you know, without a shadow of a doubt, they can make you upset and you may call them certain names or whatever, but you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that's my boo, that's my baby.
Right.
And so you that's that confidence that you have. And so when you truly trust and have that confidence in God, that's where the faith should rely in, not your feelings and not your emotions, but your relationship and your confidence that he will bring everything that he said in your life to pass.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Pastor Bob, you want to put it back on?
No, I would say that I totally agree with both of the commentaries on that.
Yes.
Mostly, what does the word say? It doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it sound like.
Hey, come on now.
Job went through all he went through, but he believed God in spite of what the situation was. He said, if a man dies, shall he live again?
Yes.
And all my point of time, I'm going to wait till my change comes.
Yes.
You know, in the midst of going through, a lot of people feel as though that they want to be double spiritual and, you know, so awesome. But sometimes you go through, you're like, man, God, where are you?
Yes.
You know,
what's going on?
And many people say, well, you shouldn't ask God why, because that questions his authority. No, what it shows is your humanity.
Come on.
It shows that you're differentiating yourself between God.
Hallelujah.
Who was David said, why do a heathen rage? Or people imagine vain things. Job declares, why was the night made that I was born? Even Jesus said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why?
Has thou forsaken me?
So he's an all-wise God. Not W-I-S-E, but W-H-Y apostrophe S. He has an answer. For your every why. So it just shows the difference. So when people say that, use that as an opportunity to say, this is my place or what's challenging, and I'm believing that God is who he said he is in spite of what's going on. So,
amen. That is so awesome. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the panel. Amen. We need to know that we can experience the presence of our Almighty God on a daily basis. Amen. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord is near to all of us.
Yes.
When we call on him, to all he called, we call on him, he will be there. Amen.
Amen.
You got to know with his presence, there is safety in his presence. There is joy that comes in the presence. There's security in God's presence. There is boundary lines that we get when we're in God's presence. Amen. We can stay in God's presence because he has given his counselor to us. Amen. That is
Amen.
Strength in knowing that we can be in God's presence. There's strength there. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
In God's presence, guess what? Your heart is glad when you're in God's presence. Mm. Amen.
Yes.
And in God's presence, we will assure his eternal life.
Yes.
Amen. And in God's presence, his word comes alive in us. Amen.
Amen.
So our journey is not without challenges, but always making sure that you can be in God's presence. He is
Amen.
There.
That's
Praise
awesome.
The Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And we want to invite you to come out to Soul Harvest Ministry tomorrow. Our address is 573 Oakley Plantation Parkway. Our services start at 12:30. We do desire for you to be there, and thank you for joining us. We
Amen.
Look to join you next week as
love
well.
You guys.
We
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.